January 17th, 2024. Proof number one, the leper. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." Matthew 8:1-4. Now, as we have heard at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, that Christ speaks with authority. He teaches with authority. He is the Son of God. He's not a messenger of messenger of messenger. He doesn't quote people. He says, and it is. And indeed, he is ultimate authority. He's the creator of all things and holds everything together. That's in Colossians 1:17. So as we read farther here in chapter 8 and through chapter 9, we are going to see that he doesn't just speak with authority. He commands everything with authority, even lepers. There was no waiting for a medication to start the process or like hoping it would work like we do today. No, when Christ is around and when Christ spoke and indeed speaks, it happens. Now, leprosy was a skin disease and usually contagious, very contagious. You can read about it in Leviticus 13-14, but not only was it contagious, but those who had it were considered unclean, and anyone who touched them was also considered unclean. They were outcast. They weren't accepted. But Jesus, he didn't have fear of this. This stuff doesn't get in Jesus' way. He's the Son of God, the creator of the universe, King. Jesus doesn't bow to disease or uncleanness. When disease touches the Son of God, it becomes clean. And when the Son of God touches the unclean, they become clean, physically and spiritually. He has the power and the authority to back it up, even with sickness. And as we look at these stories of each healing, we must be cautious, and we must not merely wish for or desire only physical healing. Although it is very desirous, we must not only read the story and think, "He can heal me now." We must not desire only to use Jesus as our doctor, because the physical is temporary, and though it is painful, it's not essential. It's not most important. And as we read these stories, we're going to see that people are always focused on the physical, but very lenient towards the spiritual. And the spiritual lasts longer, indeed forever. It last. So as we read this story, we must not see him merely as our doctor, but as our savior. We must not get off our couch and seek to have his power either and go on quest as a healer. I think we will rob the author of his intentions in writing this if we do that. He wants us to see something. Let us see that everything Jesus does is proving that he can be trusted. We can trust him. He has power. He has authority. He's proving it. And when you read this, he's proving it to you. He's not asking you to become a healer. He's saying, "Look, I can do this. Put your life and your trust in me for future. Even if that means we are suffering today, we can trust him." And let us see that if he has authority in his speech and in his power to heal a leper, then when he says, "Your sins are forgiven," in the future here, when we read, we can hold to that and be confident that we have life even though we die. This story is to make us cling to Christ, make us see. That's the point of this podcast, to make you see. Make our eyes open to the reality that the ruler of this universe came to reach the marginalized. People like the lepers, people like the drug addicts, people that are proud, people that think nasty thoughts all the time, people that have addictions. He's here to reach those people, overthrow demonic authority, and save his people from their sin, not from their sickness, mainly. Here and there, yes, but not mainly. And he's here to give life, eternal life. This story and the ones to follow are proof of future hope and life in Christ. So today, let us cling to the one who makes the physically unclean clean, and as we will see later, has the authority to make the spiritually unclean clean, which is way more significant. So, as you think on this story of the leper, find hope that whatever you face or are facing, someone with ultimate power holds our future, your future. Whether you wake up every day in pain, whether you're lost a leg, whether you're going through something emotionally painful, whether you've been through things that are emotionally painful, you can trust him. Indeed, it says, he said, I will. I am willing. We have a willing Savior. So trust him. And have a good Wednesday.